soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on November 17, 2015. Today I'm going to talk about the greatest danger, and what to do about it. There is a danger, ladies and gentlemen, and I, as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, I exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, and I'm faithful to the Lord to declare warning to the people about this greatest danger. And what is the danger? Well, I'll tell you what it isn't. It's not famine. It's not earthquakes. It's not plague. It's not world war. It's not political tyranny or one world government. It's not UFOs. It's not fallen angels. It's not many things that people are concerned and worried about. It's not collapsing economies. It's not persecution. What it is deception. Deception. The devil's a liar, and he's skilled, and he actually has offspring, children, sons, daughters. And they're very skilled like he is. The devil is more subtle than all the beasts. Subtle. Tricky. And he comes in by stealth, crawling in the flesh of the earth, the dust of the world. Deceiving. We've done a message recently out of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4 through 15 or so, about that wicked men would wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. People wonder, do the deceivers do it on purpose? It doesn't really matter if they do it on purpose or not. The fact is they are deceivers, and what they speak is a lie. What they do is a lie. Everything they do is a lie, just as the devil. And these are the things that the Lord has told us. And that is what I'm going to tell you is the protection. If you don't want to be deceived, what to do about it is doing exactly what Jesus said to do, and the apostles. In Matthew 24, Jesus was asked by his disciples. Jesus had just completely shredded the religious system, the synagogue system, the chief priests, the high priests, the rulers of the synagogue, the Pharisees, the scribes, telling them what hypocrites they were, what professional actors they were, how their doctrines were horrible. Their judgment ability was upside down, backwards, compared to the truth of the Word of God. And this is what it says. Listen, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. They were still looking at this marvelous artistic work of man. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world, or the end of the age, the cosmos? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. That's Matthew 24, verse 4. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And Jesus outlines the last days, the turbulence, the pestilence, the troublesome times, perilous times of wickedness, that men are going into depravity, lawlessness, with the love of people's hearts waxing cold because of iniquity increasing, hard hearts, people opposed to God, hating God, despising God, yet they can act as disciples and ministries of the Lord. It's a deception. So Jesus said, take heed. Be careful. Be on guard. Don't let anyone deceive you. Because there's going to be a lot of masqueraders. There's going to be a lot of people doing seemingly good things to deceive you. Because it's made to hook you. To lead you astray. To take you down a different corridor, a different pathway, other than through the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to have discernment of the Holy Spirit. You've got to study the scripture like the Lord says. Learn of me. I want to share these wonderful scriptures, what Jesus said. In Matthew 11, 28, Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is Jesus. He's the Lord. He's the master. He's head over the body of Christ, and he's the ruler of all creation. This is the Lord Jesus, the only begotten Son that came to take away the sins of the world. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. And yet he would preach the gospel of the kingdom of God in their synagogues, in their temple that was supposed to be the Father's house. And no, it had become a den of thieves and a den of robbers. Read Jeremiah 7. Read these things. Look at Jesus, how he interacted with these people that were religious, but hated Jesus himself, and conspired to murder him. But come unto Jesus. The devil is exactly the opposite. You realize that? And this is why there is great judgment, because Jesus came to give his life for a ransom for many. And people say no to Jesus. So they're going to get the devil. And the devil doesn't give his life. He takes life. He takes your life. He's a murderer. He's a thief. He's a defiler. He's the Lord of death. And when Jesus says, I will give you rest, he means it, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing. You come unto the Lord. There is no other mediator between God and man except the man Christ Jesus, 1 Peter 2:5. Come to Jesus. The Lord's not telling you to follow any man, any pastor, any apostle, any prophet, any evangelist, any kind of title or bishop that you can imagine that religion has. There are true ministries of Jesus that are humble and meek and are brethren. And you will experience the love of God through that vessel, but they're not your Lord. They're not your master. You can only have one. So Jesus calls, come unto me. And he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. We're talking about the greatest danger is deception, is lies, because it's like a cubic zirconia and a diamond being real, a diamond being authentic, and a cubic zirconia is synthetic and looks real, but is not. And there's people that look like they know the Lord, but they don't. But you can judge a tree by its fruit. So you have to judge. You have to be discerning and distinguishing and evaluating. Don't be gullible. Don't believe every spirit, but try the spirits to see whether they're of God. These are the manners in which you will prevent yourself from being deceived. Jesus says, learn of me. Grow in the Lord. Sit before the Lord Jesus Christ. His name is the Word of God. And every word of God is pure. This is Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. Every word of God is pure. There's no leaven. There's no little falsehood or little false motivation in Jesus. This is why Jesus says, come unto me. Come unto the Lord. Seek him. Seek him with all your heart. Surrender completely to him. And I'm telling you, you lay down your life. You say, Lord, you be the Lord of my life. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to follow you. Wash me, Lord, of all my sins. Lord, forgive me. And he gives you this rest he's talking about. Take my yoke upon you means you surrender to his lordship. And he says, learn of me. And guess what? The Lord will teach you. through the Holy Spirit, the Comforter of God, this Spirit of Truth, which has no lie, absolutely truthful, and will relay to you everything that is of Jesus, to the glory of Jesus Christ. Jesus is meek, and he's lowly in heart, and so are the ones that follow him and know him. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Greatest deception, such as ever was in the world, ever. And Jesus warned again in Matthew 24. He said there'd be prophets and false Christs. Many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ. I'm anointed, and shall deceive many. He said there'd be false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. He said they will show great signs and wonders, and if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. Got to read the Word. If you don't read the Word, you're not going to know what the last days look like. You won't recognize them. And there are false leaders that disobey what Jesus said. They exalt themselves as a master. Jesus says, don't call any man father, but they call themselves father. We see this in a whole denomination of religion called Catholicism. Jesus told his disciples that he trained for 3.5 years. Don't let anyone call you rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ. What Jesus was explaining to his disciples, there was the temptation to have been taught by the Lord himself, as be mentored by Jesus. That's quite an amazing thing. But ladies and gentlemen, all of us can have that privilege through the Holy Spirit. Apostle Paul, or Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, was a rabbi, was a trained religious man. He had letters from the schools of rabbinic Judaism that added to the Word of God, that had traditions that violated the Word of God, that had hypocrisy, and they were scammers of widows. All these things Paul was trained in, and he was zealous, to where he said that he persecuted the church, assembly of Jesus, and ravished it. But he did it in unbelief and ignorance. And the Lord appeared to Paul and called him to be his ambassador to the Gentiles to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. And the Holy Spirit taught Paul. And in Ephesians 4, it says that he was showing about behaviors that were so contrary to Jesus. And he said, you've not so learned Christ. If so be indeed, you have heard him and have been taught by him. So Jesus tells his disciples, don't wear a title, because that elevates you and exalts you and puts you on a pedestal above the people, where that's my role, Jesus was saying. Do you understand? And when you take Jesus' role and you stand in his place, that puts you in a position of being an antichrist, because that's what antichrist is. It's a replacement. It's someone that stands in the stead. Do not call anyone father, for one is your father, even the Father God. And don't let anyone call you rabbi, rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ. And he said, do not be called masters. And you can only serve one master. So we have a whole religious system that I've explained is like the rabbinic system that Jesus said that about the temple, that not one stone would be upon another that you would not be thrown down. The law, the temple, the ordinances of all that was only for an appointed time, until the time that Christ came and faith, this is in Galatians, it's going to be very perilous. And even in our days, there's an agenda going on that one day they will set up a one world government. It's called the Beast. You'll read about it in Revelation chapter 13. Unprecedented conglomeration of civilizations of the past. And there's 10 kings that will rule 1 hour with the Beast. But this is a very short period of time for 42 months, and then the end. A kingdom of darkness, and God will judge it. Why do they have open borders in the United States of America? Why are they bringing in people refugees, they're called, from lands that have religion of hostility and terrorism. And Europe, with refugees, hundreds of thousands fleeing different countries, Syria and other countries, other regions. And now France has experienced the largest terrorist event with over 129 people murdered, 350 injured. And what are they going to call for? They're meeting at the G20, top nations of the world. They're going to use excuses to bring oppression and tyranny and lockdown, where every single thing is listened to, everything is viewed. Not only that, but they will read people's minds through software that they've been creating. They have drones, they have satellites, they have things that we don't even know about to bring the people into the tyranny, the yoke of the devil. And if you don't have the yoke of Jesus Christ, if you haven't learned of him and are full of the Holy Spirit to where you can see these things and understand and perceive, this is why they're setting up policies that are beyond logic, because they are going to do what they're going to do, and they will succeed. False Christs, false prophets, false teachers, men that say they're disciples and ministries of Jesus, but they're in disobedience to the word. And when the word comes to correct them, they refuse it. He that's of God hears us. He that's not of God hears us not. Jesus said to the religious Pharisees, "You're not of God, therefore you hear not the word of God because you're not of God." Jesus said, "Follow me." If you don't follow the Lord, if you don't know him, if he doesn't know you, you're going to be deceived. We're told in Thessalonians to love the truth, and people do not love the truth. They love the pleasure of unrighteousness, and God will turn them over to believe a lie. God will choose their delusions, because when he called them, they wouldn't listen, and when he spoke, they wouldn't hear. And God chooses their delusion for them to be deceived, to believe a lie, when you can have the truth. You can follow Jesus, who is the truth. You can have the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth. And God is the God of truth. The Word is truth. Learning of the Lord, having true doctrine and the true gospel, and having no other master. These are the ways that you will stand in the truth, not the snare that is destined to take the wicked. Don't follow the hirelings. Don't follow the professional religions that are trained in the schools and have their doctrines and doctorates and degrees. If you know the voice of the Lord, you won't follow the strangers. You won't follow the thieves and the robbers that Jesus spoke of in John chapter 10. And to learn to love the Lord, if you love him, you'll obey him. You'll do what he says. You'll have faith and trust. But those that are carnal and worldly and immature, and they form alliances with denominations and schisms of forms of religion that are an abomination to the Lord, they join hand in hand to support one another. People actually send their monies and support the deceivers. These are the things that will deceive you, that lead you astray. But if you turn from these things and align yourself with men of like faith, like thought, like mind, like heart, like spirit, that are motivated to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ, to follow the Lord, God will, as a shepherd, will link you with other people of like faith. It's not a religion. How many true assemblies are there in each city? One. Why do you think that we have Paul and Peter writing letters to regions? Ephesus, Galatia, Thessalonians, Ephesians, Colossae. Because there's an assembly, a gathering of people, and it's not brick and mortar. It's not the rabbinic religious system that's working with Rome, that's working with the government, Psalms 2. So many people do not understand this. But this is the call. The greatest danger is deception. Take heed. Take heed that no one deceive you. Study the Lord. Study the scripture. Listen to his voice. And make sure you're faithful to the Lord. Because as you keep him and walk with him, keep his commandments, he said, you're my friend. You want to be the Lord's friend, and he'll make known to you the things that you need to know. You won't be deceived. And your eye, which is the lamp to the body, will be light. No part darkness. And you won't be viewing things on the superficial, the way it appears on the front. You won't be gullible and simple, believing fair speeches and good words. You'll be able to discern and distinguish, and God will prevent you from going astray. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how you will make it firm unto the end. Commit yourself unto the Lord, who is faithful to keep you and to present you before his presence without spot or blemish or any such thing.